To Radio Regent. My name is Norman Richmond, and in the studio with me is my old buddy Mutadi, Mutadi's Drum Festival. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's been a long time.
Yeah, long time. So the Drum Festival is next Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th?
8th and 9th. 8th. Woodbine Park.
Right. Now the situation with how many years has this been?
This is our 14th year.
14th.
Yes.
And also, this will be the first time you'll be at Woodbine. Normally you're in the Queens Park.
This is our second year at Woodbine.
At Woodbine.
For 12 years we did it at Queens Park. But I think they want the grass to grow.
So that was done under Mr. Ford's watch. Is that Ontario or was that before?
Well, it's 2 years. Last year was our first year.
Right, but I mean, in terms of the move, it moved Afrofest. You and a lot of the people have moved to Woodbine. I haven't been to Woodbine.
Yeah, it's a good park. It's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the best move for the festival. We have a lot more room, and the park is sort of designed for festivals.
Right. Now, the whole question of drum festivals, is that something that you came up while you were home in Trinidad, or did it come to you here?
That idea came to me here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about the drum. First, I was thinking about the drum and drummers. Where do they always put a drummer? To the back of every group. So, and that was one thing. And then I thought about the drum again. When you think about a drum, it is the only instrument that is found in all cultures.
All cultures.
All cultures use a drum for some ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of a time when the drummer comes to the front and we celebrate the drum as it is found in all cultures.
Now, you were born in Trinidad and Tobago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct.
Trinidad and Tobago had a lot of Yoruba influence. Is it the Wawanko? You play the Wawanko. Isn't that a Yoruba thing?
I don't know about Wawanko and Yoruba, but I know that Wawanko is a rhythm that is played in Cuba.
Well, Cubans came from Nigeria, too.
Yes, and it's something that I want to do at some point in my life,
uh-huh.
Is to go to Brazil, Cuba, Nigeria, Trinidad and Tobago, to explore the changes in the drum rhythms from these countries,
mm-hmm.
because they all come from the Yoruba tradition.
Right.
You know, it's the Orisha. The Orisha rhythm is played one way in Nigeria. In Brazil, it's called Candomblé. In Cuba, it's called Santeria.
In the Trinidad, Aruba.
We, not knowing, called it Shango. But Shango is one of the
gods.
Yes.
Well, when you talk about Orisha, explain to people what the Orisha is.
Well, to some people, it's like a religion.
Right. The Yoruba religion.
But it's an African religion.
Coming out of Nigeria and Benin?
Out of that area, yes.
Right.
And which goes back for centuries before Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
But it has never been embraced all over
the world.
It's because of the lack of migration all over. And it's only the countries where we had migration, like Brazil, Cuba, Trinidad and Tobago, that you find that type of drumming and that religion.
But I think that the problem, well, it's not a problem, that the African religions don't proselytize like Christianity and Islam. The African religions, it's like they don't, this is it. They don't take it outside and try to
right.
convert people like Christianity and Islam. That's part of the, that's the difference, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. But in terms of what type of crowds do you usually get at? Like how many people come to Woodbine, came to Woodbine last year?
Over the 2 days, I think we had about 10 to 12,000.
10 to 12,000. Now, what happens there? Is it a cost factor, or is it you have people? Can people set up vendors and all that kind of stuff? How
yeah,
does it work?
We sell vendor booths.
Mm-hmm. Well, do some business with me then in terms of give yourself a plug. Now, how can people get if I wanted to sell food, or if I wanted to sell CDs,
you can go
how do you do that?
You can go to vendor at Motadi Drum Fest, and you'll get a vendor application and all the information that you want.
Right.
You can also get information from info at Motadi Drum Fest, and you can also reach us by media at Motadi Drum Fest.
Mm-hmm. So are you a social media man? You're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I have my marketing director and media, the social media person is the one who would have me looking good.
No, I'm talking about, so if I'm not dealing directly with you, I'm dealing with your marketing director, so... You're on Facebook, but it's not really you, or you have someone else doing that for you.
Yes.
Superstar. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
You want an autograph?
Huh? I want an autograph. I have two autographs of yours from your two CDs.
Oh.
Remember that?
Good, yeah.
You don't remember? Yeah, the two CDs you put out, you autographed those.
The only two CDs I've done, you're lucky. You must be a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, well, we did some work together around the whole cultural boycott of South Africa. I remember that. We did a lot of work together.
Lots of work over the years. And as I say, behind your back, that you are one of the unsung heroes of this city. Because... when we used to be marching, you were the one up front there. But people don't remember or recognize that. I am recognizing you here now on air.
I appreciate that.
For the amount of work that you've done, tirelessly.
Well, we remember we picketed the South African consulate around, and Jason came up with that song Free South Africa, and
uh-huh.
I think we had Bruce Colburn and
Bruce
Leroy Sibbles
yeah.
and
yeah.
Salome Bay. Yeah, we had a lot of women and men, and a lot of young people too came out and supported us.
Yeah, those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
That is how many years?
Too many years to...
Yeah, I'm here going on 40 years.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
40? I've been here about the same, but I think you took a little break and went back home, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I've been here until last year. I went back to California. I spent about, I guess, in a total of about 8 months. But other than that, I've been, yeah.
You've been here?
Yeah. I found... going back was very, I'm glad I went back. But I guess, how do you stay in touch with your drumming situation? You have people here, or do you go back and forth? How much do you travel?
Well, I go wherever I'm needed.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to Trinidad every year for the carnival to play with the Desperados. I'm a member of the Desperados for 32 years. I played with them. The last 2 years I haven't been. I've been to over 40 countries around the world, both working on a cruise ship and on my own in different situations. Like we've been to 5 states in India a few years ago.
India?
Yeah, we took 18 inner city youth from Toronto to raise funds for the street kids of Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
On that trip too, I met the Dalai Lama up at his home.
Uh-huh.
Up in the mountains. That was a memorable trip. I remember being in the slum. I spoke to people about that. Real slums. It was very hard. A documentary was made of that trip. So there was a camera. We had to get permission to take the camera into the slums.
Mm-hmm.
And people were crowding around the camera, and I was standing aside and with a towel wiping my face from the, it was so hot. And somebody in the slums there sent their child to me. A child came and just handed me a beastly cold Coca-Cola. The short bottles.
Uh-huh.
And that guest just stayed with me, because I'm thinking, these people have nothing, but they're still offering.
Right.
You know, I could never forget that. And the child didn't stay around for anything. He just handed me that and turned around and disappeared in the crowd.
Right. So I guess the Indian hospitality is the same as African. Because I know anytime you go to Africa, you're at least going to get some water. If you go down south, people are going to offer you something. I believe it's the same in the Caribbean. If you come into someone's house, you got to...
Yeah, guests are always welcome.
Yeah, you have to get at least some water.
Yeah.
Right.
I experienced that in Africa too, but not like that.
In terms of the poverty part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a few years ago, we went to Guinea.
Guinea-Conakry or Guinea-Bissau?
Guinea-Conakry.
Right.
But we didn't go to Conakry, and we went to Barrow.
I know Guinea-Conakry, that's the capital, so.
Right, that's the capital. We went to where the djembe started.
Mm-hmm. In Guinea?
In Barrow.
In Barrow, Guinea?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is the most popular drum around the world.
The djembe?
Yeah, the djembe.
The djembe comes out of Guinea. I didn't know that. I know it's West African, but so Guinea, you can pinpoint.
It started there.
Mm-hmm.
And then spread all over the world.
Uh-huh. Now, the djembe, who plays the djembe in popular music in the Western Hemisphere in 2013?
In the Western?
Yeah, in terms of, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but so to show the influence of the djembe in popular music, like where would you hear djembe?
Well, I'm sure that any West African group we'll have a djembe or a few djembe players.
Michael Jackson?
His name from? No, not Michael Jackson. I haven't heard it there.
Remember Michael did some work around
Soul
Makossa, but that's not...
Right, that is from Manu Dubango.
Right.
From Cameroon, I think.
Right. But that's not. He didn't use a djembe on that. Okay.
No. But a number of the djembe is popular with percussionists around North America.
No? Right.
I play djembe with David Rutter.
David Rutter, the Clipsonian.
Yes.
Right.
And with Kingsley Etienne.
Kingsley Etienne, my good friend from Grenada. Right.
Right.
Right. That's my man. Uh huh. All right. But we've run out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to invite everybody to come down to Woodbine Park Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th, and come and enjoy a family day listening to drumming from all different cultures. There you will see and hear drums from China, Korea, Brazil, different parts of Africa, India, Sri Lanka, Celtic drumming, jazz drumming. Actually, the kit drumming will be having a rock drumming. There's a rock drummer named Von Krasen.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to be there. And the drummer from Julie Black's band.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be one of our main acts. And a group out of Montreal called Ben Kadi. They will be closing.
Right.
We'll also have two or three steel bands. Pan Fantasy, the steel band that won the Panel Live for Panorama last year for Caribana. They will be there. It's going to be a fun day. Lots of vendors, arts and crafts, different types of foods. So people don't have to cook this weekend. Come to the festival.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we have been speaking with Moo Tati and Saturday Morning Live. We'd like to thank you for listening, and we will see you in the whirlwind.